Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, girlies. Welcome back to another podcast episode. My name is Alicia Gogan, the host of the Glow Up Secrets podcast, where I help you expand your mind, become more self-aware so that you can glow up into the best version of yourself. Girlies, this is the episode about glowing up into the best version of yourself. I think the title of this podcast episode is going to be called Leveling Up for Summer, Physically, Mentally, and Financially, but I don't really know yet. Either way, we're going to be talking about just leveling up, and this is going to be for the girlies who have kind of let themselves go and need a little bit of a kick in the you know what. And I am speaking from experience, okay? I am just stepping in to this up-leveling energy in my own life right now. I have let myself go. And quite frankly, I was sick of my own shit. And I realized that I need to step it up. If I want to live my most abundant, most fun and healthy life, especially going into the summer, I needed to make a few changes. And with that, it gave me the motivation and the inspiration to create this podcast episode because I know you girlies are with me on this journey of glowing up. And if I'm going through it, at some point you have gone through it or are going through it currently, or whenever you listen to this podcast episode, this is obviously what you need to be hearing. So like I said, I feel like the past month of April and even like a little bit of March, but I would say like April, I kind of let myself go. You guys know I moved into my condo April 1st. So with moving, you naturally get out of your habits, your routines, and you're not really eating the best. And I was also kind of sick around that time. Listen to me give the excuses already. Like, sis, go off, right? But seriously, there was a few things that kind of threw me off of alignment, let's say. And it took me a few weeks to kind of get back into it. And I think if you look at my lifestyle, if you follow me on Instagram and you see my stories, and really all of my friends and my families are like family around me would look at me and be like, you're so healthy. Like, it doesn't seem like you ever fall off. And it took me a long time to build the fundamentals of just living a healthy lifestyle, like eating as clean as I can and moving my body and just taking care of myself. I wasn't always like that. I had to try really hard. Now I don't really have to try very hard. It's kind of just a normal thing for me to eat well and move my body and take care of myself mentally and physically and financially. But I felt like the past month, I kind of got into this rut of like only doing the fundamentals. Now, doing the fundamentals of taking care of yourself is going to look very different for other people versus myself. Like, for me, the basic standard of me just living my life is like majority of the time I'm making my food from home and I'm working all the time, making sure my bills are paid. And if I find that mentally I'm going through a tough time, I'm not really neglecting my mental health. I'm working through it, whether that's journaling, therapy, talking to myself, like doing the things that I know that I need to do. But because I've been doing this for so long, I do feel like there's always room for improvement. And I felt that I was kind of slacking on that because, again, I have goals. We all have goals. And I have a lot of new goals for myself financially, physically, mentally, especially for the summer. And I started to realize, like, I started to get kind of just sick of my own shit because I was like, okay, I can't keep doing the bare minimum, these fundamental things that are great for my health and my life, but I can't keep doing that if I want to become this next best version of myself in summer. Like, I want to take this podcast way bigger than it is right now. I want to grow my TikTok audience and build a community the way that I have been, a lot bigger than it is right now. I really want to focus on creating some type of self-love course. I don't want to call it self-love course yet because I don't know if that's what it's going to be, but I've created an outline like a long time ago for this, and I kind of want to get back into that, and I really want to create something that is so valuable for you guys, but I want to take my time doing that. But either way, like, I need to step into this energy of committing to becoming this next best version of myself, and the habits that I was doing wasn't going to get me there. And even just personally, setting the career goals or the content goals aside, we all have different goals in terms of our physical, like our health goals. And for me, I want to make sure that my skin is looking nice. I want to make sure that my body is looking nice and I'm feeling good. And I wasn't really doing that. Like, my skin wasn't the best. It's still kind of recovering. Like my body, it looks great, but at the end of the day, I feel like I could be moving my body more and toning up and doing all of these things, right? And I just kind of got a little stagnant. And so I realized, like, okay, girly, like, you got to level up, because I know your ass in the summertime when you want to look all nice and go out to Cabana Pool Bar or wherever you want to go during the day and you want to look nice and feel good, your habits currently are not going to allow you to feel that way in a few months. And I don't want to be doing that. I want to be living my absolute best life. And I want to feel like I did this work. And I know if you're listening to this, you're the same way. So I want to give you a few tips. I'm going to give you some of my goals in which I'm working towards, just to maybe give you some motivation, but also just how you yourself can level up this summer and kind of get out of this rut that you potentially have been in. And maybe if you've let yourself go a little bit. Now, I want to make a little disclaimer here, because I think the first thing, you guys know I'm all about self-compassion and self-love. That's kind of the undertone of all of my content that I put out. And I am very aware of the fact that we can't just push ourselves into the next best version of ourselves and glow up and do all these things without realizing, like, there's a lot of parts within us that might be hurting or have brought us to this place of a rut in the first place. I don't think it's very smart of us to just try and, okay, just change without understanding why it is that you were in this rut in the first place. So, I mean, obviously it's going to depend on what brought you into this rut in the first place. Like I said, for myself, I moved and I was kind of feeling very out of alignment because I didn't have these routines and I wasn't really putting a lot of intention into keeping my mindset right. And with keeping my mindset right and kind of making sure that I'm listening to podcasts and reading books and all of those things, it kind of led me astray a little bit. And then I didn't really care what I was eating, and I was eating a lot of fried foods at work because I was bored and I didn't really have any direction or goals in my head technically. You know, I was just doing the bare minimum. And I feel like there's definitely been times where it wasn't because of the move that made me into this rut. It was literally just, I felt like I had no direction in life. I was very unhappy with what I was doing, things like that. So I want you to first understand, like, what got you into this rut in the first place, because I think that's very crucial in terms of change. And if you're currently in a depressive mode right now and life is just not working out for you and you really don't have a lot of motivation or inspiration and you don't know what you're interested in doing or what you want to even work towards, I want you to give your inner child here a moment of just acknowledgement and love and compassion. And just, like, not even just your inner child, like yourself as just a whole human being here for a moment, that it's okay that you might not be in this energy of knowing what you want and working towards your goals and that you've fallen off. I think it's so important that when you realize like you have been kind of letting yourself go, that you don't get so mad at yourself for it. You don't start hating yourself and just being like, look at all the shit that I've been slacking on and getting down on yourself because you've done that. There's a reason why you've done that in the first place. And this is why I say like you need to start to discover why it is that you got into this rut in the first place and to give yourself compassion about this. It's not to just accept it, but it is, again, that self-love component. If you really want to be a girl who loves themselves, then you need to learn how to give yourself some compassion and love when you see that you have fallen off. I think personally, it's the best thing that I've ever done for myself, and it makes changing a lot easier. And I've actually talked about this in my last podcast episode about how can you really love yourself and accept yourself and still want to change, about changing from a place of self-hate or trying to change yourself from a place of self-love. And so when it comes to wanting to self-improve and change, I think it's really, really crucial that when you try and change into that next level of yourself, that you're doing it through a place of self-love and compassion and support for your next new version of yourself versus hate. You hate the fact that you fell off and that you've been being lazy or whatever the case is, and you're going to punish yourself and you're going to do these hard, strenuous workouts and you're going to diet and not eat for the whole week because, you know, you're bad. Like, that's not the energy that we are going to come towards ourselves with. We are not those type of girls. Like, we don't need to do that to ourselves. We are worthy of so much more. Your inner child is worthy of so much more. So I want you to really take that time and space and just be compassionate with yourself. It's okay that you fall off. You're not going to be able to uphold this work mentality and being this most glowed up version of yourself at all times. You're just not. And I think that really helps with the people who are just very much so a perfectionist. I used to be like that the same way. Like, I used to get into these modes of, okay, I'm going to like up level my life and glow up, and I'm going to do these morning routines and night routines, and I'm going to read my books and podcasts and eat well and move my body and things like that. But life happens, and there's going to be times where you're not able to do all of these things, and that is okay. It doesn't mean that you are bad or you're not worthy or anything like that. So I want you to remind yourself that there's going to be times in your life where, yeah, you're going to be kind of falling off. Like that past month for myself, like I've fallen off, and I've sent a lot of love and compassion to myself. But now I'm at a point where I'm like, okay, I'm sick of my shit though. So let's set some goals and let's do some action taking now. But that me being sick of my shit, I'm only in that energy after I've sent myself love and compassion. So I think it's really important that you do the same if you're on this journey with me right now. So like I said, some of my goals we're in spring now. It's April 26th. We're in spring. We're moving into summer. I have a lot of goals for myself. And I was just thinking about all the things that I wanted to accomplish. Like I said to you guys, like I want to grow a lot of my platforms, and I know that I can. And it really just takes a little bit more effort and more consistency, and also really getting my mind right and being in these routines help me become more creative and share my message to more people as well. If I'm not reading my books, if I'm not listening to podcasts, if I'm not doing my self-development and taking courses or just moving my body and just getting into a routine, it's going to be really hard for me to show up for you guys. And it was kind of hard for me to do that, although you might not have seen that. It is definitely. And I lose a lot of motivation and a lot of my own creativity. And I don't like that. And so that's something that I really want to focus on more of so that I can create a bigger community of beautiful listeners like you guys. But I realized, like, how in the fuck am I going to do all of this growth within my socials if I don't put in the work? like, I know my potential and I can sit all day in my head and think like, oh yeah, I want to grow the podcast and I want to go back on YouTube and I want to make reels so that I can just build my audience or whatever the case is. But okay, when am I going to actually do that? I think I'm actually made a reel the other day about some things I'm no longer doing. And one of those things was dreaming instead of doing. I'm that type of person that dreams. Girly, I be in my head like all of the time. I used to be like that when I was very young as well. And, you know, have your dreams, you know, think about the things that you potentially can do in your life. Amazing. Love that for you and love that for me. But it comes to a point where you got to start taking action. And again, the things that I was doing in my day-to-day life, like those weren't going to bring me towards the things that I say that I want to do. The actions just were not aligning. And I get a lot of questions as well on my TikTok and even Instagram about just how do I have motivation and like, how do you do it? And like, how do you live a healthy lifestyle, whatever? And really it comes down to just starting. It comes back to this dreamer mindset of thinking about all of the ways in which you want to do these things in your life and you want to create goals lists and plan out everything in your life. But at the end of the day, it's like you kind of just need to start and do some type of action that is going to be your best bet instead of just thinking and planning and not doing. So some of the goals that I just kind of set, like I wrote them down, but in my head, like I already know what I want to do, was to move my body because I wasn't working out anymore. You guys know I left my corporate health and wellness job last month as well when I moved. So I wasn't teaching classes as well. So I really like wasn't moving my body a lot. Now I'm a server as well. And I move my body a lot when I'm serving and bartending and stuff like that. But still, like that's not really intentional movement. So that was like one of the things in my mind that I knew I wanted to do. Another thing that I want to do is, of course, create more content that is valuable and aligns with the message that I'm trying to communicate across my social platforms, which does help me financially as well. And I do think getting in alignment with the things that you really love to talk about really helps you step in that energy of abundance and money. Now, I can talk about this on a whole different podcast episode about just manifesting, and I've kind of talked about it before, but I mean, really and truly, like, I'm sure you've heard this before. Do what you love and the money will follow. And that's the type of energy and mindset that I'm stepping into now when I really have been focusing more on manifesting and just abundance and just money in general. I'm trying to work through a lot of my limiting beliefs and just past conditioning that I have with money in general, but also stepping in the energy of like, I just want to do what I like to do, like what I enjoy to talk about on social media. And I'm not going to worry about all of the money that's going to come or not come, because I know that if I just go in the direction of what feels the best to me and what really resonates and what I want to talk about, that money is going to follow in any different way. Like, I trust the universe that the universe will bring me the money and the checks and whatever in all different ways. There's so many ways that you can make money online, and I'm not about to sit here and try and just create content just so I can make money. That's not what I'm trying to do. I just want to build my brand and build my community with you guys, and the money will follow. So I'm really trying to step into that energy as well. And in doing so, it feels so much better as a content creator to just focus on what I like to do and what I like to talk about instead of just allowing money to consume my mindset. I also want to step more into my feminine energy, and I think that goes along with the whole money mindset thing as well. The feminine energy is really all about relaxing and receiving and not worrying so heavily about how you're going to get all of these resources and things in your life. And it's really the feminine energy is really about abundance and love and receiving. And so I've talked about this in one of my episodes. I forget, but I don't have that many episodes. This is episode 15. So if you just go back to my podcast and scroll down a little bit, you will find an episode where I talk about stepping into your feminine energy. And that is the vibe that I'm on. I've been on for a while now, but I'm really starting to step more into that as well. And I think I'm stepping more into that on a physical level than just even a mental, because I've kind of worked on that mental aspect of not feeling like I need to work and worry about all of what, like, where my money is going to come from and how I'm going to pay bills and how I'm going to do all of this kind of stuff. Like that very much so masculine energy of working and providing, protecting. I don't really want to do that. That's not the energy that I want to be in. I want to be in my feminine energy a lot more. And so I've been working through that mental component, which I talked about that in that podcast, but I'm actually stepping more now into that physical realm of feminine energy, I guess, but also like just the feminine look. I love to dress up and do my hair and do my makeup and just look feminine. That's just like what I like. But I feel like when you go through a period of life where you're either working really hard and you're just grinding or you're in a rut, sometimes you neglect your femininity and just your looks in general, right? And again, I was doing the bare minimum, like the fundamentals of like making sure my skin looks nice and my hair's well done when I go to work and things like that. But like, I could be doing more, and really and truly, I'd be looking good as hell. I don't know why I am holding back, you know? So I just feel like, and honestly, this is another thing, girlies, it was winter. Like when it's winter time, are we really that motivated to like do our hair and like wear the most nice, cute outfits? If you live in Canada, probably not. You just want to wear big baggy sweatshirts and hoodies and track pants and like Nikes, and go off, sis, if that's what you want to wear. And I wear that too, but I do want to start just wearing more girly things and just being a girly, because I really do like that and I look damn good doing it. So those are just some of my goals. Like I just really want to be the best version of myself that I know that I can be. Again, I'm just kind of chilling right now, or I was chilling right now, but this is the first week. This episode is going out on a Thursday, but I've started this kind of like on a Monday. I woke up, I did my workout again. The thing that I want to focus on more is just really moving my body, things like that. When you move your body and you do something for yourself, you just feel so much better about yourself. You just feel so much better, like showing up for yourself. So that's some of the things that I'm going to be working on. And you're going to see a lot of that type of content on my Instagram. So follow me on Instagram, The Glow Up Secrets, if you want to see kind of my process and kind of, I'm creating this content as well to keep you motivated and to eat better and to move your body and to just care more about your appearance. And again, it's not always about appearance, okay? It's about your personality and working hard and things like that. But girlies, we can't deny that we are girlies and we want to look good and feel good. Go on dates, do what it is that you want to do. So here's a few things that you can do yourself to level up this summer. The first thing is to ask yourself this question. What are some things that you know that if you keep doing right now, like, you know, sitting in bed and watching Netflix every single night and like not reading a book or really having no structure in terms of your morning or night routine, if you keep doing these things for the next few months, even for the next few months, think about that for the next few months. So think about all of May and all of June. If you were to sit in your bed and do the Netflix thing and like really neglect your self-care nights like once a week, things like that, right? The things that you know that you're not doing, if you keep doing that for even 2 months, where is that going to lead you? So think about yourself in June or July. Do you really want to be the girly who feels like crap about herself, about her body, about her skin, about her hair? And you're going to think back and be like, dude, all I needed to do was have one self-care night a week, deep condition in my hair, clean up my nails, clean my apartment, intentionally set out some time to see my friends or go on dates, things like that, the things that you know that you should have been doing, but you didn't do. Just think about that for a moment, because that's what I thought about myself in June or July. I do not want to feel like crap about myself and my life and my mental capacity, because I know that I can do more. I don't want to sit in June and July and think back and be like, oh my gosh, if I just worked on my content and my podcast a little bit more and showed up on YouTube or showed up on TikTok the way that I really know that I can, I don't want to even think about the regrets that I'm going to have. Okay. And again, you got to send yourself compassion and love. If there's a period of time right now that you're just like, you really can't get out of bed, like, you know, you don't want to get mad at yourself and look back and be like, oh my gosh, I hate myself for it. But I'm sorry, but I don't want to have summer be a summer of me looking back and being like, oh, I wish I could have, like, I should have just done a few more things and I would have felt a little bit better. I used to think about that like every summer. And again, it's not to not accept who you are currently. Like, when June and July comes around, I want you to accept yourself as you are, regardless. If your skin is not the best, don't get mad at yourself because you didn't do every skincare step or routine or things like that, you know? But I do want you to think about the fact that you did put as much work as possible in as you could, that you knew that you could. Because in June and July, I'm gonna sit there in June and July, and however, whatever state that I'm in, no matter what type of numbers that I have on my TikTok or my YouTube or whatever, the views, the community, whatever I have, I'm going to accept it and be like, you know what? I did the best that I could. I showed up for myself. I'm not going to get mad at myself if I don't have all the numbers that I want or the money that I want or the skin that I want or the body that I thought that maybe I would have. Doesn't matter. But I'm going to be appreciative and I'm going to just sit there and be like, I did the best that I can. So I'm going to accept this and that is going to be good enough. So that's the energy that I want you to be in. I don't want you to be in this energy of like, damn, man, like, I know that I didn't do what I could have done. I know you guys have the capacity to do so much for yourself. If you're listening to this podcast, you are a girly who is interested and can level up her life. So I just want you to think about that. If you're continue to do the things that you're currently doing, June and July, think about where that's going to be and how you're going to feel about yourself. Are you going to feel happy and proud of yourself or are you not? And if you're not, then girly, we got to take a look at some of the things that we're doing and change it up. That leads me to the next step is to understand, why are you doing some of the things that you're doing? Like I had mentioned, for me, it was more so of my move, but ask yourself, like, why is it that you're procrastinating on not creating content or not putting yourself out there or not going on dates or doing something that you say that is important to you that you want to be doing? You need to start to understand why you're procrastinating on that thing. Is that thing even in alignment with what you really want to do? Like, truly, because I have done it so many times where I've told myself that I want to show up a certain way on social media or I want to go on dates or like I want to create a friend group and we're going to do all these things, but then I don't take action on them. And it's really because there's a part of me, that shadow part of me, that actually had a lot of resistance to even doing that thing. And let's bring it back to parts work, because you girlies know we're all about parts work and shadow work. There, if you have any resistance and you are slacking and you really don't know why, doing parts work with the part of you that has resistance to eating healthy or moving your body or actually taking action when it comes to going on dates with men or whatever it is, there's something within you that has resistance for a reason. And so I think that understanding parts work and how to do parts work is great. You can go on my TikTok. I have a parts work playlist if you want to see what that even means, if you don't understand that. I always recommend the book No Bad Parts by Richard Schwartz. Very good book to kind of understand your subconscious and the parts within you that you don't even know you have. And I think that just is a tool that you can use in terms of learning how to get into alignment with the things that you truly are meant here to do in this universe. But sometimes, honestly, girls, it's just about a little bit of lack of masculine energy in our lives. Like, we just need a little bit more of a push of like, you know what? Okay, stop slacking. You're doing the fundamentals. You're doing the bare minimum, but you could do more. Like, we know you could do more. There's nothing really going on. You're not going through a heartbreak. You're not having any big traumas that you have to deal with right now. Like, there's nothing really that big. You're just kind of slacking. This is where getting motivated can help you get into that, like, push yourself a little bit more. Now, we all know, like, motivation comes and goes and inspiration comes and goes. But if you're kind of like me, where it's just you kind of needed that kick in the ass to just like get up and do what you know that you can be doing and what you are capable of doing, what really helps is to get motivated. And for me, literally, this is what I did for the week leading up to this current week right now that I knew, like, I really started getting annoyed by my, my habits. And I was like, okay, like, this is insane that I'm just slacking on so many things right now. I started listening to podcasts that really resonated with me. Some of those podcasts really just focused on the things that I was interested in to kind of get me in that state of flow of creativity, but also just like inspired to live my own best life. So like I said, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts like surrounding feminine energy and just womanhood and manifestation and abundance, like things like that. I started listening to those. Every time I go to work, I'm driving, I'm listening to that podcast. When I come home, I'm listening to the podcast. When I wake up in the morning, I'm listening to a podcast. I'm watching YouTube videos. I'm listening to music that kind of gets me in that vibe. I'm going on YouTube and finding the workouts that really will get me motivated. Some of the at-home workouts I'm doing right now are from Sydney Cummings. She is literally my favorite YouTuber when it comes to workouts. I just think that she's brilliant. So like she always kind of inspires me and motivates me. So I knew like I'm going to be doing her workouts for the next like week at least to get me into that flow of movement. Now I'm not going to like tell myself like I need to keep doing her workouts. I can do a lot of things and switch things up. But I know the thing that's going to get me motivated is to tell myself like, hey, just do her workouts. So that's what I'm going to be doing. And that's what I have been doing. Also, I'm going to be posting this video pretty soon on my TikTok, but I got a summer reading list. Like I got a bunch of books and it's already on my Instagram. If you want to see all of the books that I got for this summer, my reading list, then definitely go listen. But I got books that were pertaining again to the topics and the things that I'm really interested in and that really motivates me right now. So I'm reading a lot about femininity and womanhood. And those are the things that just, I don't know, it just like lights me up right now. So I have that book and I'm reading it as much as I can when I go to bed. Sometimes I have late nights and I can't necessarily do that, but just really throwing in some inspiration and motivation throughout your day is really going to kickstart your journey of leveling up for summer. And I think this is where that content on TikTok and Instagram can be helpful. Now, I'm not saying scroll through your whole day and watch motivating health and wellness or self-improvement videos. But personally, for me, I've curated my feed, especially on Instagram right now, to kind of have that push of inspiration from creators that I really, really are obsessed with right now to kind of keep me in alignment with the things that I'm saying that I want to do. So when I open the app to go post, and again, I'm not sitting there scrolling, but when I open that app, I'm seeing my most favorite creators right now keeping me in that energy. And I think it's really important. And when I listen to podcasts, I'm staying in that frequency of energy that I want to be on, that femininity, that abundance, that motivation, the glow up, the best version of myself. And I think it's important to do that. Definitely look at the things that really motivate you right now, like the creators that really speak to you, and listen to more of them. Like even if it's just for this week to kind of get you in that groove, listen to them. Another tip that I have, so I guess tip three, I don't even know where we're at right now, but is to not do the same thing that you were doing before the rut. Because this is what I think kind of prolongs the rut sometimes, is like we think, okay, we realize that we've fallen off. And then we say, okay, like, no, I need to go back to my workouts. Like I need to get back to doing the things that I did. But sometimes we fall off because the things that we were doing just got boring and like over repetitive. But then we tell ourselves we need to go back to that thing. Well, personally, in my opinion, if you decide to do a different type of workout, let's say you were doing like strength training before your rut, and now you're telling yourself you need to go back to that, and you're not really motivated to do that, why don't you just switch it up and try Pilates for a week, or try a yoga challenge for a week? Just anything to get yourself moving is better than you prolonging your level up journey because you don't really even want to do those workouts, you know? So I think that's really important, is to just switch it up. Like, because I think that when you change the thing that you were doing or saying that you need to do, like if you change that workout, your energy changes, but it's so much easier for you to actually wake up and do the thing because it's different. Like it's a different energy that you're going into. You're not having to force yourself to go into the gym and do this long ass workout. You're deciding tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up, literally roll out of my bed and go watch, not watch, but start Sydney Cummings workout, body weight workout. I don't need any weights, and it's going to be like 20 minutes. It's going to be a great workout, and then I can like have my smoothie afterwards and take a shower. Like, simple. That's a lot easier than you deciding that you have to force yourself to go back to the gym. And listen, if that's what you want to do and that's what you're getting your motivation and like that's what feels aligned to you, go do that. But if you're having resistance about the thing that you're telling yourself that you need to do, switch it up. You don't need to do the same thing every single time. And this kind of moves into the next tip, which I think is tip four now, is to start small. Girlies, I know you guys are so ambitious and you want to do all the things. And when you've gotten in a rut and when you're ready to get out of this rut, you're like, okay, morning routine, night routine, got to read my books, got to do my hair, got to get my nails done, got to do all of these things. Take it slow, please. Seriously. And I used to be like this as well, to the point where I look back at some of the lists that I wrote like in my old calendars and I'm like, literally, I'm actually insane. Like I would be like 6:30 a.m., wake up, have water, 6:45 a.m., start your workout or like get into your car and drive to work or sorry, drive to the gym and like 7:30, get home, 7:45, start making breakfast. Like all of that kind of stuff is absolutely insane and it's so not needed. And I also think that is something that takes you out of your feminine energy. It's like very, very masculine and very not fun in my personal opinion. So just start small. Like literally the thing that I did this week of my really stepping into the energy of what I know that I can be, I told myself, literally, don't overthink it. You're going to wake up in the morning and you're going to do a new workout that you haven't done in a while. And literally that's it. And again, I do the fundamentals already about like living a healthy lifestyle. So I already knew that I was going to be eating healthy and moving my body and this, that. But the only thing that I was focusing on that Monday morning was to get in my workout. Everything else came second. And I think that that's what you need to kind of focus on. Like just even for the whole next week, just what are you going to do? One thing in the morning that you're going to do that's going to bring you to that version of yourself in June and July that you're going to think about and you're going to be happy about, you know? Don't worry about absolutely every single thing that you're going to do. Leave room for mistakes and leave room for you falling off, really. Honestly, on Monday, I had a great morning, but then when I went to work, I was dealing with something kind of like on an emotional level that kind of threw me off. And because I didn't set myself up for this such a high performing day, I didn't get down on myself because I kind of slacked and kind of fell off emotionally at the end of my night when I was at work. I had a whole thing going on. That is definitely going to be a podcast episode topic, completely different from what I'm talking about today. But just know, girlies, anytime I'm going through something emotional, in the back of my head, I'm like, yo, I'm going to share this with my girlies and we're going to talk about it. Because I like sharing a lot with you guys. So anyways, but it's not that I ate bad or anything like that, but it's just like, I wasn't in that high vibe, but it didn't matter because the only thing that I really cared about was like, I moved my body in the morning and I had a great workout. And I think that also kind of helps with the whole, like, you know, the term Sunday scaries, you know, like Monday morning, you're dreading because you got to go back to work. But then also like that added pressure of like you have to start a new routine and you know it's going to be hard and this, that. Like get out of that energy and start to think about it as you've already done this before. You've already woken up, I'm sure, once in your life and you've worked out. And even if you haven't, like it's not that deep. Don't put so much pressure on yourself like it's going to be this crazy thing, because what ends up happening too, that part of you, that your inner child or that shadow self of you that kind of has resistance to these new routines regardless is going to feel like very overwhelmed. And it's not going to feel nice and fun and fresh the way that you would like it to feel. So I think just taking pressure off yourself, starting small, just doing a little, even if it's a hot girl walk, like literally if you're like really in a rut right now and you like thinking about doing a workout is too much, just wake up, tell yourself, I'm going to wake up in the morning. I'm going to listen to my favorite podcast, Glow Up Secrets podcast, maybe, I don't know, or something else. And you're just going to go on a walk, like a 10-minute walk. Maybe you're going to even go walk and get coffee. It's like a little treat. Like, I don't even know, like whatever it is, like make it very simple, make it very loving, make it very just chill and feminine. Like you don't need to put so much pressure and so much just masculine energy on this new version of yourself. And I think it's really important that us girls, we really remind ourselves of that, because when we're in this energy and this journey of going up into the best version of ourselves, sometimes we really step into that masculine energy and it doesn't feel fun. It feels really uncomfy and just not fun. And I feel like that's why we fall off a lot of the times. So girlies, I think that this year can absolutely be your year if you just claim it. We know that we do have that potential to become the best version of ourselves because we see other people doing it. You probably see me stepping into that energy or some other creator or somebody around you, whether it's your friend or a family member or something. Like, you know it. If you're a girly who consumes social media, you see it all the time. These girls who are stepping into their power and living the lives that you want to live. You can live that life, but you have to claim it and step into that energy. And I don't think it needs to be as dreadful and as masculine and just hard as sometimes we can perceive it to be. And listen, I'm not saying that it's not going to be hard and there's not going to be days where I'm going to wake up and not feel like I want to wake up and do the workout. But also, take it from somebody who has done a lot of self-improvement and work along the years. I've been doing this for a very long time. You're not going to see, like, you might not see all of the results that you're wanting to see right away, like the fruits of your labor. But I want you to step away from having to see the fruits of your labor anyways, really. Like, the version of you in June and July, like, that's going to come and she's going to be there. But I want you to just be in this moment, in this present life. I want you to step into that feminine energy of just deciding that you're waking up and you're moving your body and you're taking care of your health and your skin or whatever and just enjoying the process. I think if you were to just stay more in the present of just like, this is what I'm doing for myself and for my inner child and this is what I love to do and I'm enjoying it, who cares about the end result? The end result is going to come, okay? The version of you in June and July, she is going to come. You don't really need to be stuck up on that because I think if we stay stuck on that June and July version of ourselves, the days where we wake up and do the things that are going to bring us to her, sometimes we're going to feel like, ugh, I don't want to do it because I'm not seeing the results right now. And then you're not going to, like, maybe you potentially will go back into that rut and it's not needed. Like, these are things that you should be doing for yourself now because you deserve this now. And you are going to inevitably step into this abundant, amazing version of yourself as a byproduct. So that's the energy and the mindset that I'm going into. Yes, I'm doing all these things because I know I have potential to do bigger and better things, but I'm also not caught up in the June and July version of myself. I know she's going to be there, but also I'm doing this now because I want to enjoy my life and my feminine energy and my life just right now. And I'm sick of my shit. I'm sick of not living the life that I want to be living. And really and truly, all comes down to just claiming this energy and claiming that this is the type of girly that I want to be and that you guys can be as well. So I hope this podcast episode was motivating, inspirational. Maybe you got something out of it. I don't know. But you got this regardless. I love you guys. And you will see, like I said, more of me on my platforms. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on TikTok, YouTube, everything, everywhere you can find me is the Glow Up Secrets. Okay. I made it easy for you girlies. I love you. I will talk to you guys in the next episode and have a fantastic day.